Could this be the start of a trend to the return? You tell me. The National Rifle Association filed a lawsuit last week challenging Delaware's brand new law requiring a permit to purchase firearms. The filing came on the very same day that the law was signed into, well, the bill was signed into law by Governor Carney. That's two lawsuits I've mentioned in the last 3 days from the NRA. The other one was a lawsuit challenging the firearm waiting periods in New Mexico. If you haven't seen that, watch that video above. Is this the return of NRA getting involved in litigation for the Second Amendment, at least as a named plaintiff? We'll see. We are launching the biggest giveaway I have ever had on this channel, thanks to Vanish. We are giving one of you this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado for free to one lucky American who buys one of their products or t-shirts through June 3rd. Whenever your gun isn't in its holster, keep it in this. The Shadow Gun Magnet is one of the best pieces of gear you could ever own for immediate access to your firearm. It works with 99% of modern handguns and quickly gets you in the fight no matter where you are. It comes with an ultra strong mounting tape and 6 screws, making it possible to mount it not only on flat surfaces, but also irregular surfaces like your vehicle, under your bed, under your counters. You can mount this to virtually anything, chamber around, draw and fire in under 1.5 seconds. Plus, it comes with an unconditional money back guarantee. To enter the giveaway, all you have to do is click the link in the description below and or the pinned comment and get yourself the ultimate piece of gear to secure your firearms, with a money back guarantee, of course, and Vanish is hooking you up. They're knocking $50 off the retail price for anyone who uses my special link down below. Get an exclusive discount and extra entries when you use my link below. Don't wait, because this giveaway ends June 3rd. Good luck. All right, this new lawsuit is Neuberger versus the Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security. It was filed in federal district court in Delaware on behalf of 3 individuals, the Delaware State Sportsmen's Association and the Bridgeville Rifle and Pistol Club. Now, the lawsuit is challenging, like I said, the requirement that Delaware residents have to obtain a handgun qualified purchaser permit, which is what it's being called in the new law. They have to have that permit before they can purchase a handgun. Think of that. You have to have that government permission slip before you can exercise your right. Now, in order to obtain that 2-year permit, somebody would have to complete a training course, which has 11 parts to it. 11 parts. Also has several other requirements, fingerprinting and the like. And you have to do that all on your own dime. And there's a huge catch in this when you read the bill, read the law, is you need to have a gun to fire the required 100 rounds in that training course. But you can't buy the gun until you get the permit. And you can't get the permit until you have the training, which requires the gun that you can't buy until you get the permit that you need to have the training for. So if you want to buy your first gun, how exactly can you do that? It appears that you can't. Oh yeah, and man, before I say what I'm about to say, I just want to say that I am tickled with the amount of brashness and the amount of brass balls that some of these state legislators think they have. Remember, most of these lawmakers are dweebs and have never fired a gun and probably have never been in a situation where they need to defend themselves or others, which is why they put this in there. If your permit is revoked, the law instructs cops, instructs law enforcement, who are sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, including all your rights, the Second Amendment's one of those, it instructs them to confiscate all of your handguns acquired with that permit. Come and get them. It's getting closer, y'all. Getting closer. I will say, good on NRA for challenging Delaware's purchase permit thing. And also, good on them for challenging the waiting period in New Mexico. These are infringements. They need to stop, just like all the other lawsuits that are out there. What do you guys and gals think? Is this the return of the NRA in the courts doing the right thing? We have a restructured leadership that was put in a couple days ago at the National Rifle Association annual meeting. I don't know. You let me know what you think down below. Have a great day. Keep your family and friends and your community safe. There's only one way you can do that, and it is with our own right to keep ourselves safe, the Second Amendment. You can't do that. Like, you can't keep a government official in one pocket and a law enforcement officer in the other pocket, guys and gals. When stuff pops off, it's on you. Never forget that. Take care.